it's time. It is that time. Time for Styles and Watkins.
You can join the show by texting 916-339-1140. Find us on YouTube at Sactown Sports 1140.
It's time for Alan Styles and Chris Watkins.
We are back. Yes, yes, yes. Styles and Watkins taking you up to 2 p.m. Not going to be bombarded with 8,000 guests today. Man, we got to do a show. Feels like we haven't done a normal show in much longer than 3 days.
Feels like it's been a while. I'm expecting, yeah, people to just come through that door nonstop. And I don't know what it's like going to be like to do a normal radio show. But we're going to give it a try.
Yes. No, my favorite was as we're talking or whatever. And I haven't listened back yet to everything, but just people hearing us introduce ourselves on air to was sitting down was the best.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll have any of that today. And it was all because, well, again, thanks to Jiffy Lube. Yes. And it was all because of the Niners getting to the Super Bowl. But unfortunately, they couldn't finish the deal. 25-22, a very random score, if you will. I know if you had squares and you had 5-2, you were probably ticked off.
Yeah, exactly.
And you are probably very happy right now. So shout out to you.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have those numbers.
Definitely not me.
I had 9-7.
Yeah. I've actually never done Super Bowl.
Never done them.
I don't know. It's a little bit too. I've never done them.
Yeah.
My girlfriend did them. She got like 9-3, I think, which are good numbers from what I understand, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't think she won it.
I think you would have known.
Probably, right? Yeah.
Known. Yeah, the three, mine 7-9, that's good for, I think, until the game ends.
Right.
That's not really going to be a final score. And somehow 2-5 come
crazy.
Up. And thanks to the boogeyman. And Chris,
right.
you said it perfectly during the pre-show. You know, as the Niners Sacramento flagship, we thought people were going to be more homers with us and pick the Niners.
Yeah.
No, it was 80-20 picking the Chiefs and exactly what everybody said they were afraid of and why they picked the Chiefs, mostly out of fear than anything else. They were right.
100% right. Yeah, like it almost to a T. Like everybody, it wasn't even really football analysis. Like it didn't matter. We had Hall of Famer Warren Moon on. Mm-hmm. We had, you know, celebrities on. We had the whole spectrum of people on, and everybody wasn't really giving football reasons why. Hey, all I know is I don't want to bet against him, and if he has the ball in his hands, I don't want to be on the other side rooting against it. And that's exactly what happened, and I think that's a true level of greatness as well. Yeah. I know Niner fans, I don't want to hear this right now, but that is a level of greatness when there is a expectation for you to be great and you meet that expectation, and of course some people are even able to exceed that level of expectation. That's how you know you really got something special, and you know that's why this man is now already entering this GOAT conversation, because the stage was perfectly set, couldn't have been set better for him,
right?
And he stepped up big. I mean, you know, he wasn't making the deep Tyreek Hill throws anymore, but he orchestrated that offense all the way down and made every single play when they needed it.
Yeah, well, he did have one.
He had,
and then ended up tricking off in the end zone the very next play, Pacheco. Right. So, you know, even when he did do stuff, things got walked back. So, you know, whether it's Brock Purdy, who we have plenty to talk about, the future of the Niners, Kyle Shanahan, Steve Wilks, we'll do a blame pie for the Niners, unfortunately, as they are turning into this generation's Buffalo Bills. Nothing is as bad as the Buffalo Bills, but this is about as close as you're going to get. Doesn't matter the coach.
Right.
Doesn't matter the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot win. You will not win. That's how it feels
right now for
the Niners.
I didn't even put that together, but three different coaches, three different quarterbacks as well, from Harbaugh and Kapp to Jimmy G and Shanahan, and now Shanahan and Purdy. It's pretty ridiculous how they've gotten so close too. Every single time they've been right there, they've been knocking on the door, but it's just getting over that hump, and that's got to. I mean, it's got to feel the worst that you're getting so close. And you even have the game in your hands, but it just feels like in those moments, like we talk about the reason why everyone's betting for Mahomes is there's just a level of confidence that that in those moments you're going to come through, and it just, it has not felt good. And even the entirety of that game, it felt like everything was just right there for the Niners, and then they would just, something would happen that would just completely rip it away, and just never fully able to get over that hump. It, you could physically, like, you could tangibly feel it in that game yesterday, the amount of times where there was moments where the Niners could have not put the game away, but made it so much harder on the Chiefs, and every single time they just came up a little bit short.
Yeah, I don't know if it's even getting to the point to where Niner fans don't want to go back. I mean, at least not so soon, because you just don't feel like you're going to be able to get it done.
We've talked about it all year. It was Super Bowl or bust.
It was, and it still is. It doesn't matter how it happened, and people can say whatever they want. Dre Greenlaw, I mean, speedy recovery.
Yeah.
I know firsthand when worst, I – not just – you know it either way, but I know what it literally felt like for him when it happened.
Yeah.
And it's terrible because based on the timing now – he's probably cooked for next season.
Right, 100%.
And not probably, he is cooked for next season.
He is cooked for next season. Like, yeah, that's a full year recovery of an
just to get
back. As I'm sure you know, right?
And that's talking about a Dre Greenlaw going back to being one of the hardest hitting linebackers in the NFL, not trying to play pickup basketball on a Saturday to pretend like you still got it. So him coming back, and you think about the force that – I'm not going to zont here, but the force that I'm creating is not the same as the force that Dre Greenlaw creating. So speedy recovery to him. Nate Littlefield behind the glass for us. And everybody knows, if you've been listening to this show, that me and Nate, we do have some fun, and we tease each other. But, you know, there's no teasing today, Nate. I know it's a rough one for you. So we're gonna leave you be. But hop in whenever you feel like it's still doing a great job for us as we break down all things Niners. And also Kings, and I told Chris something in the pre-show that, you know, I'm not trying to be hot takey here, but it's honestly just how I feel as the Kings lose to the Thunder 127-113. It's very much a Brock Purdy type of conversation. When you hear people say, well, I mean, you just need a game changer. We saw Cam Newton. Everybody saw me in the picture. You need a game changer. Okay, well, what happened the last time the Niners tried to go and get a game changer, right? He's in Dallas now, and he's the third stringer. And and maybe he'll get an opportunity somewhere. I thought Brock did some game-changing things last night.
Yeah.
And throughout the season, I think he did too. Wasn't enough in certain situations, but Brock also isn't calling the plays, all right? And I got smoke for everybody when we do the blame pie. I got smoke for Debo. I got smoke for all these guys, for Kyle Shanahan. So when you look at who Brock Purdy is, and if there's one boogeyman, if there's one Mahomes, and we'll see what Joe Burrow has to say next season, if he can stay on the field, and you're 1 to 2 plays away from beating this guy, and those plays are not Brock Purdy's fault, what are we talking about? You can't upgrade something like that.
Yeah.
I think in a different way, it's apples and pears, maybe not apples and oranges. I'm getting there. Everybody got questions about, they say that about Sabonis. And it's, this is what the guys say that, you know, O'Connor, all those guys. Well, you need a Giannis. You need a Jokic. Well, there's only two of those guys, Embiid. Sabonis is a pretty good consolation prize, not to be disrespectful, because he's really darn good. Chris, my smoke is not with Sabonis, and it hasn't been. My question is, you're stuck in that situation of Brock Purdy, and there's only a couple different game changers out there. That's how I feel about De'Aaron Fox.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to move on from De'Aaron Fox because you can't. But right now, with all of the talent that's in the NBA right now, De'Aaron is good, but
is he truly elite?
He's not. Not to me.
Yeah.
Not to me.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair to question. Mm-hmm. I think he's with the inconsistency. I mean, really, because you see a guy. I mean, they just played OKC. You see a guy like Shea, who's averaging 30 points per game, is, you know, leading the NBA in steals. De'Aaron is the only other person who's doing close to that, but you see the difference of De'Aaron was averaging 30 at one point, and we saw what happened. It's tough to keep your averages above 30 for 82 games. We're 52 in right now. So that's why I think it's fair, because to me, again, the difference in greatness is being able to do it every single night. And we've now seen a couple times, and especially with the Kings not making any moves at the deadline, it's going to be on De'Aaron to show up every single night in some capacity for his team. Doesn't have to be 30 points every single night. The other day against Denver, he had the 10-assist game, but he's got to be the Kings' best or second-best player every single night. And that's just how it has to be if this team's going to be successful, especially, again, with them not making moves at the deadline. It's on him, and it's on Sabonis. But like you said, I don't have questions about Sabonis' effort every single night. So it's right now the spotlight is on De'Aaron 100%. This team is going to go as far as De'Aaron Fox takes them, and if he's going to play like how he's up and down for really, I don't know, how long, a month and a half, two months now, this team's not going to go far in the playoffs.
No, and that's not
And what's their future,
But that's
too,
the problem.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
No, absolutely.
I'm not saying to move on from De'Aaron.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm just saying that's kind of where they're capped.
Absolutely.
Right? I'm looking here. We got to get to a break. I'm looking here. Grizzlies, he had 23.
Yep.
Heat, he had 13. Pacers, 25. He had the big game against the Bulls, 41. And then after that, at Cavs, 19. Against the Pistons, 12.
Yeah.
Nuggets, 15. He had the 10 assists. And then yesterday, last night, he had 15 again. It's just not good.
It's not good enough. No, that's not good enough. That's good for Kevin Huerter. That's good. That's okay for Keegan Murray. But that's not good enough for De'Aaron Fox.
No.
Not with the level of expectations that's on his shoulders right now.
Basically,
like,
what
it's not fair, but that's how it is.
Right. Basically, what I'm saying is, to me, right now, if he isn't able to play at that level he was playing at the beginning of the season, throughout the rest of the season, let's rehab the conversation about Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have the conversation about Jimmy Butler being number one and De'Aaron being two or dare I say three behind
Jaylen
Sabonis.
Brown to
that's what
the
I'm
Jason
talking
Tatum.
That's what I'm talking about right now.
That's totally fair.
Not I that it's easy fair. To do it.
Yeah.
And to me, De'Aaron affects how long you can wait for Keegan.
Mm-hmm.
Because if De'Aaron is not number one, you can't wait for Keegan to be your number three. You'd have to move him.
Yeah.
I'm serious. All right, got to get to a break.
It's real.
When we get back, a lot of Niner talk, but we will break down. We wouldn't talk about De'Aaron like that and then go all Niners for the rest of the show. So we got you. Kings talk, Niners talk, Styles and Watkins, Sackdown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sacktown Sports.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
Sasha Vazenkov re-sprained his ankle during practice?
My goodness. Yeah, we're going to have to ask Chris Biederman about this tomorrow. Apparently, Sasha, this is from the Sacramento Bee. A source told the Bee, Vazenkov sprained his ankle again during Saturday's practice in Oklahoma City as the Kings prepared for their Super Bowl Sunday showdown with the Oklahoma City Thunder. The team was still gathering information, and there is no specific timeline for Vazenkov's return, but he was expected to miss, quote, at least a few weeks, which, I mean, I would assume is just going to be post All-Star break. It's coming up after this week, if I'm not mistaken, so if my guess would just be Sasha will be out these next two games, and then I would assume would probably be back sometime immediately after they're back from the All-Star break. There but not go. Great, man. I mean, not great. You know, ankles are, again, one of those things that just takes time. Like, there's not really, especially when you just twist it, there's not really much treatment. I mean, you can treat it, I guess, a little bit, but in terms of the overall healing process, it's just time. That's the only thing that makes that thing better.
Yeah, and time is the only thing that's going to make the loss that the Niners suffered last night better, and same with the Niners fans as the Niners get close once again, but can't fully get it done as they lose to the Chiefs 22-25. I have here just a list of things when you ask the question, did the Niners lose the game or did the Chiefs win the game?
Yeah.
It was a really weird game, and both teams made mistakes. Both teams capitalized on those mistakes. Both teams didn't capitalize on certain mistakes. But to me, as I was talking to one of my buddies who is a Niners fan, he said to him, when they did not score after that Mahomes pick,
interception, that was it.
No, nothing. It just immediate. And I believe it was three pass plays after that. And that was a big one. And here's a list of some of the other ones. The Christian McCaffrey fumble, that's when everybody was on schedule and they were cooking. All right. The Trent Williams back-to-back drive-killing penalties, Greenlaw injury, the punt return fumble, the missed extra point, abandoning the run at the end of overtime, and then soft coverage as well. But, yeah, to me, the biggest one was the interception. The good opening script, this is from our guy Akash Anavaratan. Got to meet him in person, so that was fun in Vegas. Good opening script, ended in a fumble. Pacheco fumble. Right, the Pacheco fumble actually also ended a punt.
Yes, yep.
The Mahomes interception ended in a punt. You have to bury those guys.
Yep.
You have to bury those guys, and they never buried those guys. And then you had it hit off the guy's foot, and Ray tried to scoop and score. You got to just jump on that thing, brother.
Sure, I guess. Yeah, it was a little bit Yeah,
I mean, know it's all warp speed. Don't get me wrong, but just jump on it.
For sure. I mean, definitely. It's just one of those things where it's just a scramble situation. Like, I don't think you're really even thinking at that point. Of course, like, if you're 10 out of 10 awareness, absolutely you dive on that ball, but it was kind of weird because I don't know. I don't want to make excuses. It just looked like it could have been ambiguous of did it hit the Niner, like in real time, it could have been, was that our player's foot or was that the other guy's foot?
Yeah.
And should I just grab it just on the off chance that it was his foot? And I guess even then it doesn't excuse not diving on the ball, but I in that moment, there's so much going on.
It's not
and it's
that
such
high on
a
the
random
list.
Play yeah. too. It's like, you know, yeah, it was clearly a killer, but if you know, it's hard to blame Ray McCloud for that moment. To me, again, those I agree with you. The not capitalizing on the turnovers to me is what really put the Niners in a bad situation. Just I don't think it lost them the game, but man, you really could have made it super uncomfortable for the Chiefs if you go up 21. Like I told you in the pre-show, I thought it should have been 21-3, maybe 21-10 at best at halftime, just because the Niners were so clearly, especially Akash put it perfectly, that game script was going perfect in that first drive. I mean, they were pushing the ball down, no problem. Then McCaffrey fumbles. And then to get it back on the second drive even, they were able to push the ball. And then those Trent Williams penalties just completely killed the drive. Like it was right there set up for them. They had the offense going. They just got in their own way so early in that game that they gave themselves the opportunity to have the fumble, the kick, the punt fumble end up costing them. They should have been in a better situation. They should have had a bigger cushion than what they ended up giving. In a way, it kind of was a little bit like the reverse or the inverse of that Eagles game for the Niners, where, you know, the Niners kind of gave the Eagles ample opportunities in that first quarter to build a lead. Eagles kicked two field goals in that first quarter, and then the Niners just kind of boat raced them the rest of the way. In a way, the Niners kind of did a similar thing.
Yeah, really what happened, and not just last night, throughout the course of the playoffs, is the Niners just never played like the regular season Niners in the playoffs.
Yep.
Not once.
That's it right there.
We were just waiting for those guys to show up, and they just never did.
Right.
They just never did. I mean, would a Kittle have 4 yards? So 4 yards or something ridiculous? Last night, Debo, I got some thoughts on Debo, too. I mean, Debo, he's in the tent every other drive, it seems like, right? I mean, and couldn't get him the ball. I don't know if it's on the position players or I don't. It felt like Purdy really trying to throw to Juwan Jennings this much? I don't know. Like, what was the game plan? To your point, that was the Niners' mantra throughout the season. They stay on schedule, they build a lead, and then they just coast the rest of the way. And that's when they put the hurting on the teams. And because of, we got the turnover, you didn't take advantage. You got the fumble, you didn't take advantage. You let them hang around, and you cannot let Mahomes hang around. And then people got tight at the end. I think Kyle Shanahan got tight. Okay, McKivitz, all right, with Chris Jones is just free running.
Yeah, sure.
Right, it was just bad, and you let Spagnuolo and Andy Reid get into their bag. You let Mahomes. You saw, there was a certain run, I think it might have been in the third quarter, where Mahomes took off, and he maybe got 15, 20 yards on that run. And when he stood up, and you probably know what I'm talking about, he got up, he didn't flex or anything, but he had a look on his face that just said, I'm not losing this game.
Right.
And y'all messed up. Mm-hmm. This game should have been over. Yeah. You have to and I think everybody knew that. Very, very, very similar to what you said. When they went into halftime and it was the classic, man, it feels like the Niners should be up way more. That's a kind of a Kyle Shanahan staple. That's what he does. That's this happens all the time in the postseason. You should have lost to the Packers. You should have lost to the Lions. They were trying to trick off games all playoffs, and they were finally successful in the Super Bowl. That's when they finally succeeded at blowing a game. The coaching staff, all of them.
Yeah. Did you feel like they abandoned the run too much, too? Because, I mean, you even mentioned there, I think it was after that interception from Mahomes, 3 straight passes. Yeah. I mean, it felt like too many times. And it's crazy because I think McCaffrey ended up getting somewhere near 30 touches total.
Yeah.
But – I mean, to me, the game plan in that game, and I feel like I said it for 2 weeks. I don't know if it was ever on air, but like Brock got you to that game. He did well enough to get you to the game. Once you were in the Super Bowl, it should have been give McCaffrey the ball, give McCaffrey the ball, give McCaffrey the ball. McCaffrey's tired. Give it to Debo.
Yeah.
And then rinse and repeat.
Yeah, we saw Elijah Mitchell. Did not think you were going to see Elijah Mitchell. And I know Debo had the hamstring thing, and he was still playing and things like that. Juszczyk had a great game. Yeah. We called that one. We get the prop talk later in the show, but Juszczyk had a great game.
And Brock honestly did had a lot of really good moments. Like one to Juszczyk as well. Like he spread it out. I mean, what Chris Conley didn't he get
Chris
a catch?
Conley.
Ray-Ray McCloud gets a catch. Of course, Juwan Jennings. Dang near had an MVP performance.
I think he would have won it.
He was spreading it out. I'm interested to hear what our blame pie ends up being because really, like, there was a lot of good moments from a lot of the guys who needed to have big games. I thought Bosa did a great job. The broadcast did a good job of pointing out, you know, it wasn't all just about sacks for Bosa. Mm-hmm. It was about setting that edge. And I thought he had a shot at MVP for a while. And it just all went bad, man. It's really unfortunate.
No, and I think you bring up a good point about the D-line because...
Pretty good game in general for them, right?
Yeah.
Probably the best game of the postseason.
Oh, easy.
Like, easily,
easy.
Right?
They were challenged.
Chase Young sack.
Yeah, they had 2 weeks to sit on it, and they were getting roasted.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they come out hot, and they were on them. Yeah. And I think that it was very similar to a boxing match. The Niners came out, and they wanted to throw haymakers and keep the Chiefs on their heels. And when they went into halftime and it was 10-3 and the Niners felt like, man, we feel like we've really been giving it to them this whole time, specifically the D-line, I think that's when the Niners' confidence started to go down and the Chiefs' confidence started to go up. Right. Got to get to a break. When we get back, more Niners, more Chiefs. Going to open up the phone lines, take your calls on the Folsom Lake Honda Hotline, 916-339-1140. Sals and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Local.
This is Sactown Sports.
Whether you knew the rules, didn't know the rules, pretended to know the rules, last night was...
The referees,
was it the first time or one of the first times that the rule got used? I don't recall...
I believe it was.
...seeing it, right? Yeah. It was, oh man, Mahomes and the Bills, this whole thing happens... We got to do this, and then it just is going to be an issue, and then it wasn't an issue.
Right.
Until last night, where I don't think it was an issue, as the Niners elect to take the ball first.
Right.
And for those of you who haven't heard why they decided to do that, basically the new rule is that both teams, it's college, both teams get one possession, regardless of what happens. The old rule was that you score a field goal, the other team gets the ball back. You score a touchdown, game over, game, set, match.
Yep.
So the Niners win the toss. They elect to get the ball first because Kyle Shanahan's thought process was we score, they score, and then
sudden
we would
death.
Get the ball back right. And sudden death, and all we would need is a field goal.
Yep.
The problem is you kicked a field goal.
Right.
You didn't score a touchdown. So maybe they believed in their defense enough, which no disrespect to the Niners defense, that's Patrick Mahomes, or they thought we would be able to score
right.
as far score a touchdown ourselves,
yeah.
and they were unable to do that. And a lot of people had questions. One, because if you were deciding to do that, why didn't you call plays in a more aggressive way to just try to score?
Right.
Because what is the point of kicking that field goal? Then you have Kyle Juszczyk coming out saying that he didn't know the rules. Okay, Eric Armstead came out and said the same thing. Meanwhile, the Chiefs said that they had meetings about the defense or about the rules and what they would do in that situation every week during the playoffs.
Yeah,
so that's an awful look.
Twice this week.
And that's
or
an awful look.
Or twice in the Super Bowl prep.
That's terrible. An awful look.
Yeah, especially awful for look. A guy who likes to pride himself on being uber prepared.
Exactly.
Right?
So I think that was a terrible look. They kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, I mean, look, sure, that defense, you're missing Dre Greenlaw, but yeah, I mean, you should be fairly confident that you can keep them to a field goal, but it's Mahomes and he was in the zone.
I think that logic is, I just disagree with it. I don't necessarily think it's flawed. I guess I understand what he's saying. I do understand what he's saying. I just don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, you saw how it ended up benefiting the Chiefs. I mean, they were always going to go for that fourth and one that they ended up getting, but that's exactly the type of situation where you know what you have to get. You know, when you have the ball, you understand, okay, they scored three. Well, that means that we can play conservative if we need to, but at the same time, we can also pick and choose where we can be aggressive because we do know we've got to score here. Like, there's, it just changes the way you're going to call the game. And I have to assume Kyle knew what the rules were, but I just don't think that many coaches would have picked to go first.
No. So that was.
Did you know the rules also? I had no idea. Like, I was in a room that they had changed the rules.
Yeah. I knew that.
I had no idea.
Yeah. I knew that they had moved to it. But like I said, I don't know that we had ever
seen it implemented. Yeah. Because, you know.
So, yeah, I knew that's what it was because I was one of the people that complained that I always wanted it to be that. Yeah.
And did you like it? Because even then, there was the question of, like, the quarter was going to run out. And I guess there was just going to be a second overtime because there was going to be, like, you know how the Chiefs pretty much scored with, like, 20 seconds left? Yeah. The Chiefs didn't, the clock didn't matter. Like, they would have just, the clock would have ran out, and then it just would have been OT2 in another 15 minutes.
Right. I didn't really get the clock
super confusing.
Thing. Yeah. I wasn't really sure about the clock thing. But I did like it because both teams get an opportunity, you know.
But that was still technically an old overtime setting. Like, that played out. That still would have played out in that manner even without the new rules.
Right, because it was a field goal.
It was a field goal.
Right. But the idea that, look.
A back and forth would have been, that would have been tough. I would, like, that game going on for another 30 minutes. I think they already said it was, like, the seventh longest game in NFL history.
It felt like
that was a four-hour game. That was a 4-hour, 15-minute game.
Look, but here's my thing.
I mean, it was great. It was all great.
I know that teams get hot, but we do this thing where every hot team all of a sudden has the best defense, right? The bottom line is the Chiefs scored 25. That's not, they didn't even break 30. Mm. The Niners scored 22, okay? The Chiefs were missing Amenihu, one of their best pass rushers. The Niners came in healthier than they had almost ever been.
Yeah.
At one point this season, the Browns had the Browns might make it all the way because the Browns had the best defense. Then it was after the Ravens beat the Niners, the Ravens have the best defense. Now the Niners lose to the Chiefs, and it's, well, the Chiefs had this great, you know, had the best defense. The Niners scored 22. You can't score 22 and expect to beat Patrick Mahomes. That's what it comes down to for me.
Yeah, no, agreed. I mean, I think that this game really ended up coming down to the Niners not capitalizing on all of the opportunities that they had. Like, they should have had 30. Like, you can easily find the possessions where you feel like the Niners should have scored. And, I mean, we haven't even talked about the Jake Moody blocked extra point. Yeah. But, like, that plays a factor into the game as well. Like, I mean, if that doesn't get blocked, there's an argument that that game maybe ends 17-16 or something like that. You know, it's really, really interesting. I mean,
that's a great point because even the Chiefs sitting at 25, that actually wasn't what they had after regulation.
Right.
Right? Yep. I mean, so if you subtract that 7, that's even more of a reason to say, I saw some people talking about Wilkes. Come on. Grow up.
No.
Now I think you just don't know ball. You just want somebody to blame.
Yeah.
Because, like we said.
The defense played well enough.
Yeah. The defense played more than well enough. Yeah. It is not their fault that they even had to go to overtime.
Yeah. No. I think that this game was, funny enough, again, I think it was lost early in the game. And I think the defense played well enough. Again, I think Brock played well enough. I think, I don't know. I feel like, again, I think that they should have leaned more into the run. I think McCaffrey should have been more involved in after the halftime. Like, the first time he touched the ball, I was kind of like, I don't think Christian McCaffrey in real time has touched the ball in like an hour and 15 minutes. No. And, you know, I think that's just inexcusable. I mean, it's the offensive player of the year. The dude literally had just won offensive player of the year the day before, and it felt like they went away from him.
Let's get out to the phone lines. All guests and callers join us from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Got TC on the line. I know it's a rough one, TC. How you doing, man?
Man, stop. Watkins, what's up, man?
What is up?
Man, just vibing, man. I'm going to tell you, I got two parts, man. The Kings, and then we get to the night. I knew it was shaky, man. We watching the game. We got the statement jerseys on that family. I was watching the Kings game when the Kings couldn't get over that 6-point hunt. I said, man, it's going to be shaky this next game, man, watching these dudes, bro. Then they lose. The game come on. Hey, listen, Styles, you know, this goes back to when you was at 95.7. You moved on. You on better things. I get it, bro. But look, goes back to Kyle. I don't want to hear about Steve Wilkes. I don't want to hear about Jake Moody. Those two dudes stood up yesterday. The defense stood up without Dre Greenlaw. Wilkes showed his butt yesterday, bro. The defense, they was holding on. Mm-hmm. It goes back to Kyle. I keep talking about this dude, Kyle. This dude, how don't you run the ball with Christian McCaffrey? How do you always forget about running the ball? That's your bread and butter, bro.
Yeah.
How do you keep doing this in these big games, Kyle? Your clock management, dude. That's what I be talking about, Kyle. And everybody always thinking I'm coming down Kyle's road and picking on this dude. I'm not, bro. Last night shows you with this guy, man. I'm tired of that dude.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this guy.
Thanks for the call, TC. But the problem is, if you look at what he's done, Kyle is a microcosm of the same Sabonis conversation and the Brock conversation. If Chris, as a Vikings fan, if you're a Raiders fan out here, please bring Kyle.
He gets you there.
Please bring Kyle to Minnesota. Please bring Kyle to Vegas. So what do you do? They just just extended him.
No, it's
really
tough.
It sounds crazy, and people get upset to say, "Oh, you can't move off of Kyle." What's better? I get that you're just stuck. Stuck.
I would say that this is exactly why I really like the Andy Reid comp, though. Just because you haven't done it yet doesn't mean you can't do it. Period. There is a counter to that of, well, I don't know if Andy Reid ever blew it with this good of a team behind him, but man, I just feel like, again, like you said right there, if Kyle's good enough to get you there, to me that says he could be good enough to get you over the hump and get to the Super Bowl. It's why it's a tough situation, and I understand, hey man, it's a results business. Like, if that's your thing, if you can get there but can't get over the hump, your day is going to come. Like, you're not in terms of getting fired. Like, there's going to be a point where it's great that you get us here, but, you know, we want more. We don't want to just get there. And I definitely think the Niners fans are definitely at that point, not at the point of firing Kyle. But I think it's legitimate to raise questions of, all right, this has been awesome. This run has been incredible. And I don't think now is the time to separate from it. But if this thing happens again or happens a time after, when is it going to be too many times?
Yeah, let's not forget that Andy Reid only got to one.
Sure.
Okay,
but those Eagles teams were incredibly successful just his entire run.
Yeah, five NFC championships, one Super Bowl appearance. So Kyle already has two, and he's got, you know, the NFC championships as well. But even still, the issue is just, all right, he's really good, right? He's probably he's the best coach who doesn't have a Super Bowl ring.
Yes, there
right,
you go.
Which he didn't want to continue that. He's one of the top five coaches in the league. I don't know where you would go from there, but I'll tell you this much. I think if you continue to get to, I'm willing to bet off the top of my head that Andy Reid, when he finally did get let go, it wasn't after an NFC championship.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
So Exactly. The only way this actually becomes a thing is if they do regress.
Right.
Right. If next season they lose in the first round, I think the conversation starts to be had. If they go to the Super Bowl and lose again, you're still stuck.
Yeah.
Because you got to the Super Bowl again.
Right.
And I've talked about it. Jed York, I mean, those butts in those seats, he's still getting paid. He's still making a ton of money, even if they don't win the big one.
That's a good point.
That's just pride.
Yeah.
That's just pride to win it. He's not y'all think I'm crazy? I'm going to get rid of a guy who gets us to the NFC Championship
year? He's not like Brandon Staley either, or you can maybe even say Mike Brown, where it's like, hey, your thing is this. It's supposed to be this. So if I hire you, we better make sure we have a good defense if I have Brandon Staley on my team. Mike Brown was brought to this team to build a good defense. Kyle Shanahan's on that team to have an electric offense. He's providing that too, which also adds to the, all right, like, what's going to be the line here? Because he's doing everything you need and want from
a coach.
But
that's the problem.
But it's just not getting the overall thing done.
But that's a problem.
It is. No, it's a problem. It's just a really tough problem to solve.
But if that's your thing, you can't drop 22 in the Super Bowl against Patrick Mahomes. I'm sorry. With that roster. with that roster.
I'm not going to defend him. I'm for sure not.
I mean, there were some. And look, people get on me about George Kittle. Well, look, he's not. He's being asked to do this. He's being asked to do that. Y'all, Niner fans, stop with this Travis Kelce and George Kittle thing. Just stop. And I'm not even saying it's George Kittle's fault. I'm saying that it's a stupid conversation. Travis Kelce is sitting there doing it. I'm not saying that it's George Kittle's fault that he's being asked to block. What I'm saying is it's a stupid conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm not having
it. In terms
it
of the comparing.
Yeah, I'm done.
Travis Kelce, yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's done. Got to get to a break. When we get back, more Niners talk, a little bit of Blame Pie, also some Kings talk. Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube.
Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
This one is for Chris Watkins, the Kirk Cousins curse lives on.
I saw this.
No team.
Saw this weeks ago.
Team has lost to Kirk Cousins and won the Super Bowl in the same year.
Okay. Yeah, I guess this is the curse that nobody knew existed. I guess, man, I don't know what that's kind of like. Wasn't there a stat last year where every week after teams played the Niners, they always ended up losing?
Yeah.
Is that like a similar concept here where it's like, you know, you just play Kirk during the season and
he just wears you
know,
down.
He just wears you down. You know, you're like, how did he get so much Kohl's cash in his account? Like, it just blows your mind. I don't know, man. So, I guess the Niners do have to. Is this like saying that the Niners eventually need to bring in Kirk Cousins, like has always been prophesized, so that they can no longer lose to him?
It's over now.
Okay.
Gotcha. That Achilles, you just can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
I agree. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see where Kirk falls. I know we had Zach Gelb on last week. He was poking my guy Justin Jefferson, really trying to say, like, I don't think Kirk's going to be here next year.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting to see where he lands because of that Achilles. Like, I can't see a team besides the Vikings taking a massive risk. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's some teams out there that are a bit quarterback thirsty, but I think Kirk's going to be 35 or 36 and coming off a torn Achilles. Like,
I'm not super
excited about it. Yeah, he's a free agent.
I mean, if you are, I would say, because you do want to make sure that you get, I'm going to go back to Vegas here, you want to make sure you get what you can out of Devontae Adams and Max Crosby.
Yeah.
Maybe you still trade up the Raiders, get somebody, get
Jaden Daniels
that you want, and you say, Kurt, you're 36 coming off an Achilles. Team-friendly deal.
Yeah.
You can mess around, get into the playoffs. We'll see what happens. And then you ride off into the sunset.
I guess, right? Yeah. I think that's probably the best course for him is, like you kind of said, like a one-year rental, maybe a bit of a, I don't want to say approve it because it's tough to say, hey, you're coming off a torn Achilles, go have a prove it, like go have a career year essentially.
Just
but
prove that you can still play the position.
I guess, right? And you know, I think he could. Like he's obviously Kirk Cousins is not the most mobile guy. It's not like the Achilles should hamper him in that sense, but it's gonna be, you know, can he still move around a little bit and get pressure or get some pop off of that back foot. I think he was on Pat McAfee, he was on somebody's show during Super Bowl week, and they showed a picture of his scar, and it's about this. It's huge. Mm-hmm. It's a scar that pretty much takes up his entire heel. So, you know, I feel like a 1 year rental is probably in the cards for Kirk.
Yeah,
I have no idea where though. There seems to be a bit of interest from the Viking side, so wouldn't surprise me if he stays either.
This is crazy to even say, because when you think about it like this, it's pretty insane. The Niners defense allowed one touchdown to Mahomes in regulation, and they lost that game.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
that's crazy.
And that's just, again, that's blown opportunities.
And that was
man.
From the punt.
Was it really?
It was
punt. Wow, where they got the. Yeah, that's nuts. I mean, they just never let him get into a rhythm. They never really let him be dangerous. I mean, there was like one or two times where, you know, they had a deep route set up too, where Mahomes, he sat back there. He kind of patted the ball twice. He wanted to go deep. Mm-hmm. And then I think he ended up checking it down. But there was, you know, they did a great job of just taking away a lot of the deep stuff. And, you know, Travis Kelce had one catch or 1 yard. I think it was a catch for a yard in that first half. Did a great job of taking him out because you knew there was no way. I mean, and he went crazy. I think his end of the game stat line is like 9 catches, 92 yards or something. He ended up getting his. But if they could have stopped Travis Kelce, which is really, really tough to do, as we saw, That's another easy way to win, and you could definitely say that's another way in which the Niners were doing exactly what they needed to do to win that game. And again, it comes back to if that's not the game, it felt like everything this entire season, the weak NFC, the way that the Chiefs were even playing in that Super Bowl, it was all lined up, it was given to them, and They could not capitalize, and that's why I feel terrible for Niners fans, but I have a tough time saying, like, oh, man, that I know the Niners got so healthy going into that game and just ravaged with injuries throughout the duration of it, but, man, it just felt like they should have taken it, and it's tough to feel bad for them and say, like, oh, man, like, it just you sucks to lose a game like that because, man, you kind of lost it for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could put it on Mahomes and Andy Reid, but they gave you an opportunity.
They gave them a chance.
You did not bury them when you could. Got to get to a break. When we get back, we have sound from Kyle Juszczyk and Kyle Shanahan on the decision in overtime and also what Juszczyk thought the situation was in overtime. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.